If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.
You are tuned in to Pro Flow Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Pro Flow.
Yeah.
I make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. Laugh now, cry later. I rhyme greater than the average player hater. As spectators buy my CD twice. They see me in the streets, they be like, yo, he nice. But that's on the low though. Do the cats with no dough try to play me at my show. I pull out.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
www.maxheat.com. ProFlowRadio.com.
Who out there?
Yeah, this is Big J. How you doing?
What's up, man? I was told to call you for a quick interview for an online radio station.
Yeah, my personal assistant let me know. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. You got like 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
It's cool, 5 or 10. It's all good. We can do a 10.
All right, what's going on, man? We've heard your music here, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to broadcast to a big audience, you know.
Okay.
So, basically, want to get some information, like where people can find you at on the internet.
Find me at my official site, which is bigjig.com. BIGG.com, or you can find me at myspace.com/BigJigTheBreadWinner. That's myspace.com/BigJigTheBreadWinner.
That's what's up, man. Now, I was told that you recently had, you know, been a winner or like champion on, was it freestyle?
That was actually a couple years ago. I was a champ on BET 106 in Park.
Really? Now, what made you, like, decide to go ahead and try to pursue that before it, of course, became the winner?
Well, you know, it all started for me as a joke. You know, my friends was, I had a couple buddies that was real recording artists, and I was just really playing with it, you know what I mean, at the present. I had a couple buddies that was really doing it. They was really going hard, and, they just had me to jump on a record one day, like, yo, man, jump on this record, man, and let's see what happens. So I jumped on the record, and when I jumped on the record, everybody was feeling me. Everybody was like, yo, man, that cat, whoever that cat is, he hot. So I was in the street doing, you know, bug and stuff, so I wasn't focused on that, you know what I'm saying? So I end up, I seen the tension that my buddies was getting, like, yo, man, like why everybody feeling Big Jig, man? Like, come on, man, like, why everybody feeling him? So I said, okay, when I seen them respond, so I said, okay, you know what, I'm gonna make a solo record myself and see how it goes. So I made a solo record with this R&B girl, and then it took off. People was liking it, like, yo, this cat, it was at the time, it was calling me Big Jigger. You know, so I had to drop the jigger to jig, so I just ran with a Big Jig. Huh?
That's what's up, though. It's original. I like that, though. That's what's up. Now, I've heard a few of your songs, man. Everything sound real hot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you make everything in your area. When you make them, are you, like, recording them in a certain area? Like, what area are you from, actually?
I'm actually from Chicago, but I live in Miami. I mean, I'm usually always
way down there.
Yeah, man. So I'm usually always, you know, recording either. I got an engineer, a personal engineer in Michigan that I record with. Then I got another engineer that I deal with in Tampa, Florida, real hard. Then I got another engineer that I deal with real hard in Baltimore, Maryland. So I usually be between them three spots. doing my recording.
Well connected. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, man. So do you like, so you deal with just a certain group of people that have like created beats for you or produce for you?
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of top rank producers on my team. I got Gucci Man, producer Zaytoven, he make tracks for me. I got Grand Hustle, I got T.I. Producer named K.O. He the one made that Why You Wanna Up and Do That. He made some tracks for me.
Man.
I got, who else, man? I got my own personal producer named B-Caters out of Tampa. They make tracks for me. They tracks is retarded. So, you know, I'm definitely connected, man, in the industry. That's for sure.
Yeah, I say it's all good, bro. Your talent is, like, real smooth, you know what I'm saying? We play a lot of your music on our live show we do on, like, Wednesdays.
But,
like, the music is real smooth. It's real, you know, they make a person enjoy living their life, you know what I'm saying? That's for sure. But man, how long you been doing it?
I've been doing it for, like, 9 years, man.
9 years. You enjoy doing it, man?
A lot of work, man. A lot of people don't understand that this entertainment, this music stuff is a business. Like, they don't understand
They think
it's just all about jumping in the booth, making records, but a lot of these cats that people think that's whack, that's artists that's out, that blew up, they blew up because their business was on point. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's very important that your business be on point. So, you know, it's tiresome, it's a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? But I'm fortunate, man. I thank God, man. I got a chance to do a lot of stuff, man. You know, man, I had a decent year 08, man. I was on 11 magazine covers, man, in 08.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to get in Rap City on the Basement in January 08 before they killed the show. You know, shout out to BET, even though they killed that show. You know, I got a chance to be on MTV 2, you know, with my video.
Yeah.
I got a video to my single called Fly as a Plane featuring Busy Bone and Jessica Rabbit from... Featuring Busy Bone and Jessica Rabbit from Real Chance of Love. They're in the video.
Jessica Rabbit. Oh, man. You're doing it big. You got a lot of things going on, man. It's real good to hear that you're connecting with people that a lot of people are really wanting to hear from. You know what I'm saying? So, we just saw the flow and what they have to bring to the table. I'm sure ain't nothing but, you know what I'm saying, hot tracks.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Why don't you get a website one more time so that, you know, so everybody know where it's at.
Check me out at my official website, which is bigjig.com. That's BIGGJIGG.com. Or you can catch me at my MySpace, which is myspace.com/bigjig, the breadwinner. That's BIGGJIGGTHEBREAD. WIMER, Big G, the breadwinner.
That's what's up, bro. We like to hear that, man. I never want to give them too much, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want them to be overloaded, because you definitely got a lot to give, you know what I'm saying. All they got to do is go to the website, you know what I'm saying, and get what you got for sure. So we'll continue to keep people updated on my side, you know what I'm saying, so it's all good. I got a lot of respect for you for just giving me the opportunity to get this interview. If you got anything else you want to say to anybody, you know what I'm saying, shout outs to anything, you can really just say whatever you want at this point.
Definitely, man. Shout out to you for you having me on your show, man. I really appreciate you, man. Big ups to you, man. You know, God bless you and everything you touch, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Definitely shout out to my team, man, BWD Graphics, my tour DJ, DJ Illuminati, my other tour DJ, DJ Geezer, my whole staff, man, for Cutting Edge Productions, man, Mike Seymour, my manager, shout out to Koch, man, you know, big ups to them, man, for doing the distribution with me, you know, shout out to my video director, man, I got a new video that's finna drop, man, it'll be on BET, man, in like sometime in July for my first single, 09, called Streets on Lock, man. It's bananas. It's definitely a street banger. You know, I got another video coming right behind that for my second single, 09, man, called Get It, man. That record is bananas, you know, produced by Young Jock, Looney Tunes. What else I got? I got my new project, man, with DJ Smalls, man, that's out right now, man. They can get it off my MySpace, man. DJ Smalls right now. Me and DJ Smalls called Space Age Trapping. I got another mixtape called New Pen No Pad, hosted by my tour DJ Geezer, that's out right now. I got another mixtape that's out right now as well, hosted by my other tour DJ Illuminati, called Talk of the Midwest Muscle. That's out right now. You can definitely get all of those offline right now. And I got a new project that's coming on the way with DJ Smalls, man. I'm sorry, not DJ Smalls, DJ Drama, called Rise and Grind, man. Gangsta Grills, that's on its way. And I got another project, I got another mixtape that's finna drop in like 2 weeks, man, called Popular Demand, hosted by my tour DJ Illuminati as well, man. So we just keeping busy, man. You know, I'm thanking God for everything that's going on. You know, shout out to Ohio, man. I just won Midwest Artist of the Year, man, and at the 419 Awards in Sandusky, Ohio, man. Shout out to them, man, for recognizing me. Appreciate that, man. You know, so you know, we just keeping it moving, man. Real talk, man. And you know, it is what it is. I appreciate all my supporters. You know, all the supporters that supported Big Jig from day one. All the ones that Jig right now support my whole movement, man. I just appreciate it, man. And I need that push, man. I love the streets, man. The streets love me, man. So I'm just doing what I do, man. Just getting it in, man. And that's real talk,
man. That's what's up, bro. We really appreciate it. You definitely gave me something professional, man. They gonna love this. So I really appreciate it, man. I'm gonna definitely make sure you guys get all the links to where it's gonna be at. I'm gonna send it out, you know, just to anybody.
Definitely, man. I appreciate it, man.
No, I appreciate it for sure, bro. So take care of yourself, man, and keep doing what you do. Stay positive and watch out for them, you know, that jealousy out there. It's a lot of
haters. Yeah, you know, but you know what, man? I love haters, man. Haters make me know I'm relevant. You know what I mean? So,
I think you're a little bit more than relevant at this point, bro. You got it on lock for sure. It's all good.
It is all mine, man. Anytime you want to do it again, man, just get on my team, man, and we can make it happen, man, all day, every day.
That's what's up. I wanted to make sure I told you, your team is definitely looking out for you, bro. They definitely got your best interests in mind, and they're very, their customer service is really, it's really good, too. So I just wanted to let you know that so that they, you know what I'm saying, get their due credit as well, because they made this happen for sure. They're very good at it.
Definitely, man, definitely.
All right, you take it easy, bro.
You too, man. God bless, homie.
One love.
Peace.
I'm really not all that sure about when things is finna mature, so let me find out.
100% West Coast, custom made flay from the Bay Area. All my East Coast, down South, Midwest side riders, throw them up for the inventor of the Bay Area mob sound. Producing for such artists as E-40, Richie Rich, Be Legit, Spice One, TQ, Matt Maher, Yuck Mouth, Sebo, and none other than Mr. Tupac Shakur. Bear witness to the godfather of mob music, Mr. Mike Mosley, still here.
Bring that bass up a little bit.